Only one player on the Super Bowl champions caught more passes than AJ Barner, and that player just won Offensive Player of the Year. 52 catches, second on the roster, every position counted, and the market files the tight end who did it at pick 180 well below what he just produced. Somewhere in that gap sit 7 touchdowns and 2 surgeries, and this episode prices both. The season, all 17 games, every one of them on a 14-3 team that won it all, with 52 catches on 68 targets, a 76% catch rate for 519 yards and 7 touchdowns, 6 receiving and 1 on the ground. 7.1 half PPR points a game, 22nd among tight ends per game, 14th in total points, 4 targets a game, 15% of Seattle's tree in his games. He did it wearing an injury report like a uniform, hip, elbow, shoulder, knee, ankle, calf, across the final months, per the club, and never missed a start. The career is 2 seasons with a clean slope, 30 catches and 4 scores as a rookie fourth rounder, then the year 2 step to a starter's line. The scores came with it, 7 of them, hold that thought. The pattern beat both barrels. Tight end targets per game is the stickiest stat we track, 0.72 and 0.80 across the eras, N of 251 and 238. And his 4 a game is a real starter's floor that history says repeats. The warning is the same math. Nearly a third of his fantasy value came from touchdowns, 7 scores on 68 targets, and no touchdown rate on that volume is load bearing. There's no tight end touchdown fade cohort in our library, so we say it as arithmetic, not as a pattern. The catches repeat, the 7s usually don't.
Muffed!
The situation is a champion mostly running it back, with 2 asterisks on this man specifically. Asterisk 1, he had 2 surgeries about a week after the Super Bowl, the club hasn't specified them, did no on-field work all spring, and says he fully expects to be ready for camp per his June press availability. Asterisk 2, Elijah Arroyo, last year's second round pick, is back from the knee injury that ended his rookie season, and the new coordinator, Brian Fleury, who took over the offense in February when Clint Kubiak left for Las Vegas, comes from the Niners tight end room planning more 2 tight end looks in motion, per the beat. That could mean more Barner and more Arroyo at once. Around them, continuity, Smith and Jigba is the reigning offensive player of the year. Cup returns, Shahid got paid in March, and Sam Darnold runs it back. Barner's own June sentence, for the record, he expects himself to be one of the best tight ends in the league. The price? TE26 at pick 180 for a player who just finished 22nd per game and 14th in total at the position. The slot pays 6.3, he produced 7.1. Our verdict? Lean, underpriced. History leans rather than shouts for 2 reasons we've already said out loud. The touchdown lean is real and unbacked by any cohort, and nobody prices 2 unspecified surgeries from a booth. But sticky volume at a starter's level, on the champs, at a backup's price, is exactly the shape our tight end research pays for. The caveat, both ways, if the scores have and Arroyo eats the 12 personnel snaps, TE26 is what he is. And if the targets just hold at 4 a game, the market handed you last year's TE14 for free. Watch the camp report on the surgeries first. Practice windows tell the truth faster than press conferences. Then the Arroyo split in preseason 12 personnel in the red zone pecking order behind Smith and Jigba. The catches are the bet, the touchdowns are the bonus. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.